Good afternoon, and thank you all for holding. Your lines will remain on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer portion. I would like to remind all parties the call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Maggie Mooney-Seuss. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Noah Fisheries telephone town hall. Today, we're going to share both an overview of our management and science mission and our plans to develop an Alaska implementation plan for the Noah Fisheries National Equity and Environmental Justice Strategy. Going forward this afternoon, you'll probably hear us refer to that as the EEJ strategy. This call is for tribal government representatives only. If others have joined the call, we ask that you drop off, and we plan to host other engagement efforts to gather input from underserved communities across Alaska to seek broad input to inform the development of this implementation plan. Please email me or Annalee Wilson, the Noah Fisheries tribal coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office. You can reach out to either one of us, just attach at noaa.gov to our name with a dot between our first and last name. And we'd be happy to provide information to you on follow-up meetings and other opportunities for providing input. The format for today's call includes brief presentations from both the science and the management side of the House of Noah Fisheries. First, John Curlin, our Alaska Regional Administrator, will present an overview of our resource management responsibilities under various federal laws. And then Bob Foy, our Alaska Fisheries Science Center Director, will provide an overview of the science and research efforts conducted by the Science Center that support federal management actions. Following this, Emily Wilson, Tribal Relations Coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office, we'll provide highlights from the National EEJ strategy and the steps we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. The goal is to keep today's remarks brief, about 15 minutes, so we at least have 30 minutes or so for questions from tribal representatives. At that time, we'll provide information on how you can open your lines to ask questions. We see today as the start of a conversation with all of you. Over time, we hope to find out how we can better serve your needs, what information relating to the science and management of federally managed fisheries and marine mammal conservation are you interested in receiving from us? What are the best ways for us to get that information to you and when? We recognize that the regions that are represented here today, the North Slope Borough, the Northwest Arctic Borough, and the Bering Strait region are all very different. And you have different issues and issues of concern and interest. We are exploring the possibility of conducting regional hub meetings in 2024. So I'd love to hear from you when we do the Q&A part of this meeting today on whether or not you think hub meetings for your region would be a good way to further our conversations and get input on the development of this EEJ implementation plan. I also want to mention that there's others joining us on the call today. We have Julian Lertigue. He's our Deputy Director at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. We have Mabel Baldwin Schaefer. She's the Alaska Fisheries Science Center Tribal Research Coordinator. And Julie Fair. She's our Public Affairs Officer in the Alaska Regional Office. Lastly, we recognize that time is limited today. We really just have time to introduce you to this effort. So we have scheduled additional telephone town halls, and we're providing an opportunity for you to submit written comments via our website. Emily and I and others on this call are also happy to speak directly to interested tribal councils and organizations if you would like us to have further discussions in a more small-scale environment with a smaller group of individuals so that we can get input from you on how to develop this regional EEJ implementation plan. Information on how to provide written comment or details regarding other calls, as well as the PowerPoint for today's presentation, can be found on the NOAA Fisheries website. To find that, you just have to use your Google search, type in the words NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, and you should be able to click right on our homepage for the implementation plan. We'll also be putting recordings of today's session on that page as well. And most of you should have my email address, so if you'd like me during our presentation today, if you can't access the website, I can email that PowerPoint presentation to you so you can follow along. With that, I'm going to turn the call over to Amalie, who is going to give us a land acknowledgement.
Thank you, Maggie. Okay, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Amalie Wilson, the Alaska NOAA Fisheries Regional Tribal Coordinator, and I'll be providing our land acknowledgement today. We at NOAA acknowledge that we live and work on the Indigenous homelands and waterways of the Alaska Native people who have been Indigenous to this land for over 10,000 years, living their culture and tribal values as their ancestors and elders taught them. We recognize that the tribes never relinquished their property rights or their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. I have the honor and pleasure of living and working on the land of the Yakutat Tlingit tribe. We want to thank each tribe in the Tlingit language, Gunashchish, for their stewardship of this land and these waterways since time immemorial. We appreciate you joining us today from many places near and far to discuss the topics of equity and environmental justice with us. Thank you for your attendance and patience as we learn. Now I would like to turn the call over to John Kerlin, our Alaska Regional Administrator. John.
Thanks, Amalie, and thanks, Maggie. And good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us to chat about our agency's equity and environmental justice strategy and our efforts to begin developing an Alaska implementation plan for that strategy. And this is really all about trying to serve people, Alaskans, who perhaps we have not connected with as well as we should and need to. Let's do that. So we look forward to your input. I'm going to start with just a little bit of an overview of our Alaska Regional Office. That's the part of NOAA Fisheries that is responsible for all of our regulatory and management programs. We are organized around resource programs. The first of those is our Sustainable Fisheries Division, which works in partnership with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to manage fisheries in federal waters off Alaska. So that's waters from 3 miles offshore to 200 miles offshore in the exclusive economic zone. Our Sustainable Fisheries staff do a variety of things related to fishery management. In-season management is an important function to monitor catches and make sure that we're not exceeding catch limits for any of the many managed species and where the fisheries are sustainable. That program is also responsible for regulatory and program development after the North Pacific Fishery Management Council recommends new management measures to our agency. So all programs related to managing. Second major natural resource program is our Protected Resources Division, which focuses on the conservation and recovery of marine mammals. And a very important part of that is our co-management partnerships with a number of Alaska Native organizations that focus on the sustainable subsistence use of marine mammals under the Marine Protection Act. So we provide grant funding and then work in partnership with each of those Alaska Native organizations harvest monitoring and hunter education and research projects and other activities like that to ensure sustainable subsistence use, which is so important for food security and for culture of coastal. Our Protected Resources Division is also responsible for the listing and recovery of threatened and endangered marine mammal species and for working with federal agencies to minimize the effects of their actions like coastal construction activities on threatened and endangered species. We also implement the Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program, so trying to assist marine mammals that become entangled in fishing gear or other marine debris, and free them if possible, also responding to dead marine mammals that strand and trying to understand the cause of death, in particular to determine whether there are human causes of death that we may need to address through management action. And we work on a variety of other activities like that for overall conservation and recovery. Our third natural resource program is our Habitat Conservation Division, which is principally responsible for identifying and describing essential fish habitat for commercially and recreationally important species of fish in partnership with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and minimizing the effects of various activities on those habitats. So that also requires working with federal permitting and construction agencies to understand how their actions may affect coastal habitats or other habitats that are important for commercially and recreationally important species. And then we have a few different support divisions. Our Restricted Access Management Division, or RAM, is responsible for fishery permitting and quota management and quota transfers and all those types of activities. Our Operations and Management Division handles the financial side of the house, all of our grants and procurement and budget, facilities, human resources, all those types of things. And then our Information Services Division supports computer programming for online systems to serve our stakeholders, industry and other stakeholders, as well as data management. And then in my office, the Regional Administrator's Office, we have a few other functions related to our mission, supporting mariculture for seaweed and shellfish in Alaska, Arctic policy, communications, public affairs, and tribal relations. All of that is really aimed around supporting Alaska's marine resources, which of course are hugely important for Alaskans, for food, for jobs, community resilience, et cetera, and hugely important for the nation. Our main office is located in Juneau, and we have a field office in Anchorage and a couple of satellite offices at Kodiak and Dutch Harbor. And we work really closely with our counterparts at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, which conducts all of the research and monitoring activities that support our management and regulatory decisions. Bob Foy is the director of that science center, and he will speak to you next about their programs and operations. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, John. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all very much for tuning in to this town hall on EEJ, a critical topic for making sure that we are working in the public's best interest and that we are adequately representing all the communities in Alaska. As John said, my name is Bob Foy. I am the director of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. This is the science wing of NOAA Fisheries in the Alaska region. So on the science side of the house, our main focus is to provide data that support management, that supports policymaking, that supports communities in their decision-making processes, that provides information and services to those communities on the information associated with living marine resources in federal waters. We work with other federal entities and state agencies to provide information to them as well. And all of this is based on the laws that direct our mission. John mentioned before, Magnuson-Stevens Act, Marine Mammal Protection Act, and these and other laws guide the specific direction that we go. And it is our goal with this process to make sure that the data that we're collecting in order to meet that mission adequately represents you and your communities. So I am hopeful that through this process, you see yourselves in the NOAA Fisheries mission in Alaska. And where you don't, or where you think you should, you're communicating with us about how to do that better. So the simple question here from the science side of the house, are the data we are collecting equitable? How do we collect information? Surveys, Obviously, a main component of the data that we collect throughout the state. We're responsible for all the federal waters, fisheries, and marine mammals, and approximately 1.5 million square nautical miles. So some of that area is covered by ice most of the time, but a huge area nonetheless that we are responsible for collecting information and conducting that research. Field research projects are also ongoing throughout the state. We have an observer program that has a data collection in our fisheries directly, marine mammal data collection on biology and co-management, stock assessments that take that information and provide it in a more succinct way, and the trends in a more succinct way that allow us to manage these stocks sustainably and consistently. And then our laboratory work that's focused on the biology and the specific mechanisms of how the organisms we're working on interact with each other, how they interact with the environment, how they may be changing with changes in the environment. So how are we organized in order to do that? We've got five different divisions in the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. Auk Bay Laboratories is located in Juneau, Alaska, here where I am. The focus here in this division is on salmon research, stable fish research and stock assessment, ecosystem and diet studies, condition indices with a number of different species that allow us to tell whether or not there are changes in how they interact with the ecosystem, genetics. And our mariculture program is also located here at the Auk Bay Laboratories. The Fisheries Monitoring and Analysis Program, otherwise known as our Observer Program. This is the division that is responsible for supporting hundreds of observers that are in the commercial fisheries each day. These observers are collecting information that we're directing. They are providing us that information both from the boats as well as the processing plants so that we can then analyze and provide that information to the council and other management processes. Next division is our Marine Mammal Laboratory Division. This is where our marine mammal biologists are working on the abundance, the biology, the ecology of the main marine mammals in Alaska. This is the division where we also have a number of focused projects on co-management and on subsistence important species throughout the state of Alaska. Our Resource Assessment and Conservation Engineering Program, our RACE division. This is the division made up mostly of our largest fish surveys. These surveys are focused on the fish and crab abundance, distribution, biology, changes in condition, changes in age and size. This is also the division focused on our ecosystem surveys. And these are the surveys that are paying attention to the changes in the ecosystem from the environment side to lower trophic levels, the food for the fish species that we're responsible for and the marine mammals that we're responsible for, as well as those interactions. And then lastly, we have our Research Ecology and Fisheries Management Division. This is the division that takes care of the population assessments, most of them. These assessments focus on the trends in the stocks. They combine the information from the surveys and the biology. They incorporate diet studies for how species interact with each other. Some of them include climate modeling that allow us to build predictive indices for what we know or think is happening with climate changes in the future. And then lastly, within this division, our socioeconomic research program. And this is focused on, from the social science side, the community impacts for the decisions that we're making, the economic side of the house for the economic impacts for the decisions we're making, as well as the changes that we're seeing in both a local, a regional, as well as an international perspective. So with that whole process, we've got a number of different programs focused on topics that are near and dear to those on this call. Co-management processes, the issues of climate change, which have been front and center in more recent years. We want to ask the question of whether or not we are adequately collecting information that represents you with respect to sea ice and the living marine resources that depend on sea ice, and the commercial fisheries movement that those of you in Northwest Alaska have experienced in terms of increased interactions. I do want to highlight the efforts of our tribal research coordinator, Mabel Baldwin-Schaefer. She was brought up earlier. But I want to highlight that the goal here is for her to bridge that gap and for our programs to bridge the gap between a lot of the Western science and a lot of the data collection that I mentioned here and those needs from the communities, from a tribal perspective, from a culturally responsive perspective. And that's all part of our goal in this EEJ plan. So thank you very much again for coming today. I'm going to pass it to Emily to continue discussing the program.
Thank you, Bob. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Emily Wilson. I'm the NOAA Fisheries Alaska Region Tribal Coordinator. And as Maggie mentioned and Bob just mentioned, I will provide highlights from the National EEJ Strategy and the steps that we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy in Alaska. So if you're following along in your slide deck that was attached to your email invitation, I'm on slide 5. And we're excited to share the finalized NOAA Fishery Equity and Environmental Justice National Strategy that was released May 22nd of this year. Recognizing that not all communities have had equal access to our services, we embarked on a multi-year process to develop this strategy. And this EEJ strategy guides us to serve all communities more equitably and effectively and reflects input we received as part of an extensive nationwide public outreach and engagement process. So in summary, I wanted to share 3 points of our public feedback that was received specific to the implementation of the EEJ strategy on the national level, but we feel that the input is also applicable to NOAA Fisheries Implementation Plan for Alaska. So NOAA recognizes that the formal engagement process, particularly around new regulations, make it hard for underserved communities to respond. The short timelines and lack of transparency and management processes also makes people feel that the regulations are already written and their feedback has no impact. Thus, there's an agency recommendation to communicate early and often with our tribal partners and stakeholders. Also, we must better coordinate amongst ourselves, such as within our fishery management councils, our NOAA line offices, and other federal agencies, so that our work is aligned, but also so that communities are not overburdened with requests to engage with us. And finally, we need to support capacity for NOAA EEJ work by hiring local, place-based staff with cultural and language expertise and research the social impacts of management decisions on people and their communities. We created this strategy using input from NOAA Fishery staff and the public, and we'll continue to engage with our communities to implement the strategy at regional and programmatic levels. I just want to take a moment to specifically thank our Alaska tribal partners who submitted comments on the National EEJ strategy, including the Aleut community of St. Paul Island, Aleutians East Borough, Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, Koniag, the Association of Village Council Presidents, Kowarik Incorporated, the Kuskokwim and Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commissions, the Tanana Chiefs Conference, as well as separate members of tribal committees. And we look forward to receiving feedback from you directly as we develop an implementation plan for Alaska. I'm moving on to slide 6 now, and we've identified 3 overarching goals to move us closer to EEJ for all underserved communities. Our first goal is to prioritize the identification, equitable treatment, and meaningful involvement of all underserved communities. Our second goal is to provide equitable delivery of our services to those communities. And finally, our third goal is to prioritize EEJ in our mission work to show progress. We've identified 6 core and interrelated areas that we can improve upon. And we begin in the center with the empowering environment. We want to institutionalize EEJ with leadership support and a trained and diverse workforce. And then moving to policy and plans, we want to remove structural barriers to equity that may perpetuate inequity in access to resources or regulatory burdens. In research and monitoring, we want to diversify research methods and knowledge sources that we use to collect data used in decisions to better assess our impacts of our management decisions. For outreach and engagement, we want to improve information sharing both to and from our communities. And for benefits, we want to ensure fisheries and financial benefits are distributed equitably. And finally, for inclusive governance, we want to support meaningful involvement of underserved communities in the decision-making process. So moving on to slide 7, I want to describe the NOAA Fisheries Alaska engagement phases. We will accomplish our goal in 2 phases. So our Alaska EEJ engagement phase 1 began in May of this year and will run until the end of December, where we have been hosting a few conversations among tribal forums and fisheries groups. And now we're kicking off our town hall teleconferences with tribes. We are gleaning information from you on preferred methods, the best season or timing and locations to engage with you, as well as the best ways to solicit feedback from you. This information will be compiled in December 2023 to complete our draft Phase 1 implementation plan. For Phase 2, NIMS has developed and submitted a budget proposal for fiscal year 24-25 in order to move to Phase 2. This will occur January through September 2024, where we hope to expand, budget pending, our conversations with you. If we do receive funds to support this effort, we want to hold hub meetings in key locations to gather tribal feedback in order to compile and document your concerns. This information will be incorporated into our NOAA Fisheries EEJ implementation plan for Alaska by the end of the year in 2024. So for next steps, those include finishing hosting our EEJ town hall teleconferences with Alaska Native tribes across Alaska, and then hosting a public meeting for non-tribal underserved communities in November of 2023 as a public in-person / virtual hybrid meeting during the December council meeting. And we want to solicit written input from you, either written or verbally today, by December 1st. We will then compile all the feedback received into our Alaska EEJ implementation plan that includes your initial comments that will be sent to NOAA headquarters for review by December 31st of 2023. It's really important to keep in mind that this is just our initial start of our conversation with you. We're interested in future follow-up engagements where we can have more in-depth conversations, whether it's through future teleconferences or virtual meetings or in-person engagements if we receive a budget from headquarters. So stay tuned for those future developments. And at this point in time, I'd like to turn it over to Maggie, who will start our discussion and Q&A session.
Thank you, Emily and Bob and John. Now is your opportunity to ask questions of us. If you have clarifying questions for any of our 3 speakers, this is a chance to do that. But more importantly, we're hoping that you will provide some input to us to help guide us in the development of this EEJ implement strategy. And so to kind of move us in that direction, there's a couple of questions we're hoping you might be able to answer. What are the best ways for us to engage further with you on this topic? When's the best time for us to reach out to you? Emily mentioned the idea of us doing potential hub meetings with tribal organizations, tribal governments. We want to know if that's something you'd be interested in. We're also open to doing more smaller scale engagements with tribal councils or tribal organizations to collect some feedback in a more intimate setting. If you have, if you'd like to provide some feedback right now, ask a few questions, the operator can assist you. If you just hit *1, she will put you in a queue and then we can start taking those questions. So as you're thinking about, if you have a question, queuing up, I just want to remind you, as Emily said, there's also the opportunity to provide us with some written feedback. If you go into Google on your internet and type in NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ. You should come right to our homepage for this effort. On that homepage, you'll find a link to a form that you can submit, answers basically the types of questions I just said right now, and maybe a couple more, and provide other comments and feedback on that form. There's also the opportunity for you to email directly to Emily, myself, and there's a couple other general email addresses on that page. PowerPoint for today's presentation, again, is on that site. We are recording today's session, and we will put the recording up for anybody that's missed it. And we'd like to urge you to please share this information and encourage others to provide input to us through these mechanisms. And on November 17th, we are planning another public town hall, and I'll be sharing information on that shortly. Operator, do we have anybody queued up for a question?
I do. Our first question is from Todd Spormer.
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Thanks, Todd.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, Todd Spormer, North Slope Borough. Thanks. I was just reading this yesterday, the NOAA Fisheries Equity and Environmental Justice Strategy. So I just got it yesterday, and I probably haven't read it as thoroughly as I should. But I really appreciated the last speaker's list of feedback that they've received from Native communities and organizations. It seems pretty extensive. But I didn't know that, though. But by the time I got done reading this document, I couldn't recognize that kind of input from those organizations. So my first general comment was from page 25, and it basically says key challenges will be to recognize and repair inequalities. By the time I got done reading the document, I said, well, who recognizes these? Who will recognize what to and how to repair this? And the only answer I could really get was NOAA Fisheries. NOAA Fisheries leadership and workforce, and it seemed that by the end you were kind of asking communities to endorse NOAA's recognition of these things without really having maybe some adequate community support and at the very start of this. So at the very outset, it seemed like NOAA is the one who will do the recognition of these things, and then you will give it back to the community to support it or not support it. And in fact, when I went through the tables where it says resources listed, I could only find one place where it says additional funding to hire community liaisons, which to me sounded like it was after the fact, after things were already in place. So I could be in error, and feel free to correct me. I don't mind that. But that's how I kind of read this document. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. I don't know if, Emily, you want to tackle any of that. I think some of this is specific to the development of that initial EEJ strategy, and I'm not sure you were involved in that. I don't know if there's anything you can
sure,
add.
Sure, I'd be happy to respond to that. Yeah, and thank you so much for your question and your observation and actually reading our national EEJ strategy. I really appreciate that. So the information that you see in here is based on the work that was done from our national working group and team. And it's in the charts that you see beginning on page 31 is a synthesis of the public comments that we received and some of the recommendations actually that were given. And then if you look at the charts that are on page 28, it's really making sure that NOAA is able to address some of this input and actions under some guiding questions that we frame up front in order to make sure that we have resources and we're actually tracking the metrics of improving or making improvements in the areas that we've received public feedback on. That being said, we are now developing an implementation plan for Alaska, for our region, for our state. And as you know, our our state is a different animal, right? We have a lot of needs. We have a very large geographic area as compared to some of the other states in the nation. And so some of our priorities might be different than what's established here in our national strategy. So it doesn't mean that we are completely vetted to all the information that you see here in the national strategy. We are reaching out to our communities to find out what are the priorities and the number one issues and concerns that we need to address in order to create an implementation plan that works for Alaska. So if we veer off some of the actions and metrics that are included in the national plan, that's okay because it's tailored to our state of Alaska and what those needs are here in the state of Alaska. Granted, we'll make sure that we stay within the metrics and the resource needed and the actions that are required through our headquarters. But again, we have the leeway in order to hear from you what it is that we need to do in order to improve our services to you and where do those needs lie. We are really relying on our communities to help us identify those needs and help us be able to make those changes in-house to respond in a better way to serve our Native communities. So our national strategy, please see that as an umbrella document. It's something that helps guide our efforts moving forward for our Alaska implementation plan, but really it's the feedback that we receive from you that will be incorporated into that implementation plan that meets the needs of our Alaska underserved communities.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. I guess the only other thing I was going to say then it would just be really helpful to know that local communities will be part of the recognizing and helping you recognize the inequalities right from the start. So thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, I guess yeah. I'm sorry, Emily, did I cut you off?
Oh, just as no problem. And Todd, just as a follow-up, I would love to have you fill out the link to our form as well. I'm hoping you receive the email invitation with the slides that has the link to the feedback form. And if you'll put your name and your location, we can make sure that as we receive funds, hopefully, to be able to reach out to others and have face-to-face meetings, those hub meetings, we'll still do it regardless. We might have to do it virtually if we do not receive a budget. But it's through those response forms that we'll be able to pinpoint the areas that we need to do outreach in. And we'd really appreciate your help in that arena. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess I just wanted to add on to that, Todd, as Emily pointed out, the national plan is something that's developed, but the implementation plan is really the Alaska plan, and we haven't developed anything yet. We are really in the infancy of developing that plan, and these initial meetings that are happening right now, the telephone town halls with tribes, the forms that we're sharing, and the opportunity to provide written comment to us, as well as the hope of doing much broader outreach next year. That's really how we're going to develop an Alaska plan. So we see you guys with us from in the beginning, in the get-go, giving us feedback to help us form this plan so it's responsive and more responsive to the needs of your communities. Operator, do you have another question? I'm sorry, Todd, did I cut you off? Did you have something else you want to say?
Nope, I'm set. Thank you.
Okay, thank you again for your question. Next question, if there is one.
Thank you. Our next question is from Charlie Brown.
Hey, So I have a question about what was the where do we get the contact information again for submitting our concerns? Because I was trying to look for it on that that NOAA website, and I don't know if I got the right place, but Can you repeat that information?
Yeah. If you're actually, you know what? If you do, you have access to the internet right now? If you go right. If not, you know what? Charlie, I can, if you just, I can fire off an email to you afterward and send you the, a link, direct link to that form, as well as a direct link to that page. If you want to give me your email.
Yeah, it's charlie_23brown@hotmail.com.
Got it. Okay, I'll make sure I get that to you right after this call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, star one if you would like to ask a question. I have a question from Alex Whiting. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hi, Alex.
So, I mean, first, I guess, well, I appreciate the opportunity that you guys have for this meeting, but it was my understanding that it was a tribal government call, and it's not clear to me that tribal governments are the ones that are on the call. So, and that's something that, you know, I've talked about with Noah before, that there's a need to represent Alaska Native communities, but there's also a need to understand the distinction between Alaska Native communities and organizations and tribal government. And so that, that sort of is a concern, I guess, of mine, that there needs to be some distinction and clarity on that when Noah does engagement with tribal government. So anyways, and then yeah, the engagement part of it sounds good, and I think that Mabel and Maggie have been doing a good job with outreach, and at least for our region, there may if there's some specific opportunities on topics, there may be the ability to gather some representatives from the tribal governments for having discussions like that. But at least at a minimum, it would be nice to continue to have notices from Maggie and from Mabel. So I guess that's my comment.
Thank you, Alex, and we will definitely continue to send you information. You'd have to tell me, though, when we start bombarding you. I do hear you on your point about tribal government. This meeting actually is broader. This was tribal government representatives. It actually, in fairness, I think, you know, it's even bigger than that. We have, you know, three different boroughs or regions represented here, and we know that we should be really speaking to individual regions and in where there's interest, individual tribal councils. But we had to start someplace. So we started big, just getting information out to as many people as possible to tell them what we're doing or what we're trying to do, and putting that offer out there to reach out and have further conversations. We would certainly be open to having a conversation with the Kotzebue IRA. We'd be happy to have conversations with other tribal councils as well as tribal organizations going further. And the hub opportunity is broader, again, but we'd certainly be open to doing something in the different regions if there's interest in that. So I thank you very much for that input, and I do hear you on the need to make the distinction between tribal councils and tribal organizations. Any other questions? I'm sorry, Alex, anything else? Are you good?
No, am I still on?
You're still on.
yeah, well, you know, again, I support every and all voices to be heard by Noah, and for Noah to, you know, be trying to obtain those feedbacks and inputs. But there's still like the the link for this thing is still tribal engagement, and the operator, when we signed up, still said that if you're not a tribal government representative, then, you know, get off the call. And so it's still not clear to me, I guess, on that. So if you're going to have tribal government engagement specifically, then I guess there should be some clarity about whether that's the case or not. And, you know, it may sound, I don't know, nitpicky or something, but that's not the point. The point is that that's one of the, I think, legitimate critiques that the Native Village of Coffee has had anyways for some years now, is that, including with the NEPA process, that we've, you know, spelled out in our comments before, that there is a need to recognize tribal governments and to have specific engagement with tribal governments for the purpose of government-to-government engagement. It doesn't always have to be consultation. It can be engagement. It can be communication. So all I'm saying is that maybe you should take this opportunity to, again, look at how you're going about engaging with tribal governments in Alaska anyways, and rethink or process that, because this is just, to me anyways, it's an example of the continuing need, I guess, for some clarity, I think, on your end about what tribal governments are, who tribal governments are, and how to specifically engage with tribal governments.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. I don't know if there's anyone else on this group that has anything they want to say on our team, but I do appreciate what you said. We hear you.
And I have a question from Nicole Wojcikowski. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Nicole Wojcikowski. I work for the North Pole Borough, and I'm a member of the Native Village of Barrow, but not, And I just had a few points that I wanted to bring up or questions. I was wondering about the email listserv with the invitation. If you could probably look at it and update your email listserv to ensure it's current with the current, you know, tribal representatives, et cetera, that would be good. I think for strategy and thinking about implementation, it would be good to, in addition to town halls or regional meetings, to think about a steering committee or an advisory group as you create your implementation plan specifically for Alaska, given the, you know, the uniqueness of the setup that you mentioned, that maybe a steering group would be helpful. I wanted to talk about or ask a question about that one of the in the scorecard in your strategy, there's a focus on staff, and you mentioned the, you know, increased capacity of, you know, tribal liaisons. But one of the things I wanted to emphasize is not just staff and capacity in working with the tribe or the region or, you know, the communities. It would be good to look at the vectors of meaningful engagement. There was a presentation of, you know, all of the different divisions, programs that NOAA has within fisheries, NOAA fisheries. Some of them require, you know, co-management, and that's a lot about, that's what we're very familiar with, but there was a lot of other programs and divisions where there could be increased equitable engagements in those programs. And so thinking about looking at the vectors of where there was gaps in meaningful engagement for decision making would be very helpful. And if Noah has thought about that, that would be good to know. And then the last point, just on the thing on your presentation, is the emphasis on the need for local place-based work. And I think that's a great start, because when I think about, you know, engagement, it begins, you know, with the project, with the community, and then the data collection, and moving on to ensuring that that is facilitated all the way to decision making. And so I think that was my last point, is from to think about local place-based work a little bit more, and then also in terms of programs and projects, for example, it was mentioned about the Ecosystems and Fisheries Division and program. How does that relate to communities? Because, you know, in a lot of regions of Alaska, fisheries are heavily impacted, but is there more of a concentration on commercial fisheries and not thinking about the needs of the broader communities, impacts related to fisheries, for example? And I think that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. You gave us a lot of food for thought there. I don't know, not to put people on the spot, but I don't know, Bob, if you want to add anything with respect to the ecosystem connections and the links to communities. I think probably some of the social science work that we're doing, the ecosystem studies that help us understand the changes in the marine food chain and how that's like maybe affecting marine mammals. I don't know if there's anything there you want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Love being put on the spot. I was trying to find my button here. So thanks, Maggie. And Nicole, thanks very much for your comments. A couple things I wanted to hone in addition to what Maggie just said. Absolutely, the place-based aspects of the data we may be missing and the information we might not be collecting and the representation that we are not adequately covering is critical. We are responding to what we think are the priorities and those that engage with us and to the topics that are, you know, first and foremost in what's in front of us in terms of how we can spend the existing public funds that we've got. But that doesn't mean that we're not missing large gaps from a community perspective. So I think your comments on place-based focus is very important. What is most important to the North Slope Borough or to the tribe that you represent? And how does that fit into the legal mandates of NOAA Fisheries? That's what we want to work with you to figure out. And we want to know where those gaps exist so that we can find a way to support them. The other comment you made about community impact is also critically important. We do have a responsibility to understand the impacts of our decisions. And that requires information, that requires data. So on the science side of the house, we want to make sure that we're working with you to do that. So thanks again, Nicole. You said a lot more than that, but I wanted to just call out those two aspects. And we very much look forward to your maybe written response to this EEJ plan and incorporating that. Thanks again, Nicole. Good to hear from you.
And just so I'm equitable here and picking on people, John or Emily, anything you want to say in response to some of the comments Nicole made?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Hi, Nicole. Good to hear your voice. It's been a long time. I echo the appreciation for the depth of and comprehensiveness of your comments here, and they're fodder for a lot deeper conversations than we can get into right here. But I just wanted to build on one point Bob made, which is about the effects on communities, and that's actually a requirement that we have for any of our regulatory and management actions, is to assess impacts on affected communities. And that's probably an area where we're falling short, where it would be helpful to have a better sense of effects that maybe we haven't had good ways to describe in our analyses to make sure that's part of the decision making. So great feedback, and that's exactly the kind of thing that we want to try to build on in this Alaska implementation plan for our EEJ strategy. Thanks.
And Nicole, this is Emily. What really struck a chord with me is your idea for creating a steering committee or advisory group. We will definitely bring that back for discussion, because I do think, given that Alaska is so varied in our geographic areas and needs, that that would be very helpful to make sure that we don't miss anyone in the process as we look to create, you know, equitable distribution of our services to you and to your different Native communities. So looking at different divisions and making sure that you mentioned co-management being really strong with your interactions, but maybe there's other programs and divisions where we could have increased equitable engagement with our Native partners. So looking for those gaps and in our work and in our decision making could be extremely helpful and very effective. So thank you for those comments. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. If anybody else, I know we're a little bit past time, but you know, great discussion. I wish we had more time. Anybody else would like a chance to ask a question of any of the speakers or provide a comment or some guidance to us? Again, not the only bite at the apple. We would love to have more conversations with you. You can definitely email me if we want to get something on the books for a follow-up meeting with a tribal council, with a community a hub presentation. We're happy to do all the above. So just let me know. We can certainly follow up that way, and you can, again, provide written comments if you'd like to do that as well. I don't know if we have any other questions, operator.
I'm showing no questions in the queue.
Well, since we are coming to the end, I would invite John and Bob and then Emily, if you guys have anything you want to say in closing.
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. I just want to, again, thank everyone for your time and engagement. As we said before, you know, we're really trying to do a better job of reaching out and making sure we are folks who maybe we haven't reached in the way that we should. This is just the very beginning, and we definitely appreciate your engagement today and look forward to your input as we proceed. Thanks.
I'll just add that this is an opportunity, and I hope everyone on the phone call today sees this as an opportunity to address concerns that you have had, that we have heard about how we focus our mission, how we prioritize the research, the funding, the decisions, et cetera, that come out of NOAA Fisheries. So please take this opportunity and provide some input and continue to engage, as this will be a living process. Thanks again for joining us today.
And this is Emily Wilson, Tribal Liaison. I just want to thank you for your gift of time today and remind you that NIMS staff are available for you to contact with any questions you may have. This includes me, our Tribal Relations Coordinator, Maggie Mooney Seuss, our Communications Program Manager, and Mabel Baldwin Schaefer, our Tribal Research Coordinator. We'd be delighted to talk with you more. So please reach out to any one of our Science Center and regional staff to engage with us after this town hall. For those of you that may be like me and need some time to consider these questions and would like to provide some written feedback, please use the link that's included in our slide deck for your email invitation. Slide 9 has all of our contact information, as well as links to our feedback form and our website. So please share this information and the feedback form link with your tribal networks, particularly for those who may not be able to join us today. So So thank you so much.
Thank you, Emily. And one last time, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, please feel free to hit star one and go ahead and do that. And I would add my thanks to all of you for your valuable time with us today and encourage you to please do reach out to us. We are willing to engage in follow-up conversations. We are eager to do that. Again, just thank you. Anybody queue up, operator? If not, I think we will sign off for the day.
I'm showing no questions on the queue.
Oh, I think there might be one, operator.
I do see one. Charlie Brown, your line is open.
Hello again. Thank you. And I appreciate you guys extending this invitation to the tribal leaders in Alaska, because you know we've never had a voice in any of the fisheries that are happening in and around Alaskan waters. That includes federal managed waters and state managed waters. It's a real challenge for us in rural Alaska, because we have, the salmon crisis happening as a result of mismanagement of the fisheries, particularly on the trawl industry. You know, they have a big impact on the ecosystem, the way they drag the bottom, destroying the ecosystem, and all the other fish species that are dependent on that ecosystem to thrive in abundance, and we're lacking that now, just because of the way it's managed. So my thoughts are, with that, we need to have a better understanding of what it takes to manage the fisheries in both the state and federal waters. I'm sure you're probably all aware of a lawsuit that's happening between the state and the federal government in Alaska, just because of the salmon crisis here. So I'm hopeful that, with the comments that are going to be made in the forum, I mean, it looks like it's kind of minimal. Is there another way we can communicate our thoughts, maybe through emails, communications with you people?
Yes, Charlie, the answer to that is yes. You can send us an email if you want to do it in like a letter form, or just email us. There is an email address on that that website and in that PowerPoint. Did you get the PowerPoint? Do you have access to that PowerPoint?
I didn't get the PowerPoint. I dialed in late. All I got was just that town hall form, gave the phone number, and that's all I received.
Okay. As a follow-up to this call, I will make sure I give you I'll give you a link to that and more information and the PowerPoint, so you'll have it. I think you raised a really big topic, one that deserves some time for us to have a fuller conversation, and I know we're past time, so I don't know if there's anybody on the team here that wants to say anything with respect to that, but I think we would definitely love to have a follow-up conversation with you.
All right.
Charlie, this is John. I'll just mention really quickly on the salmon bycatch issue. If you are not aware, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council is right in the middle of evaluating new measures to try to improve the management of chum bycatch in the Bering Sea. And there are going to be plenty of opportunities for additional public comment, testimony, submitting written comments, and chances to review a draft analysis and provide input on that. So hope you can follow that if you're not already following it. Thanks.
Okay, just as we're about to wrap up, Mabel just pinged me and reminded me that if you're not aware, too, of the Alaska Salmon Task Force, Charlie, I'll make sure you get this, but anybody else on the call that hasn't received it, we are planning, or the Alaska Salmon Task Force, and NOAA is a representative on that task force, as is a number of individuals, many from the Yukon-Kuskokwim River region are on a work group. There's going to be a public meeting in Anchorage, November 14th and 15th, and they would be very interested in having individuals participate in that, provide Indigenous knowledge, insights to inform the development of that task force plan that's being developed under the purview of a congressional piece of legislation that passed last year, to have the task force set up and create a report that includes science and Indigenous knowledge on salmon in Alaska. So if you're not aware of that effort, I can provide more information on it and the details of that public meeting. So since we are over time, I again thank everyone for staying on and joining us today. Please reach back out to us if you have anything that comes up as a follow-up to this, that you have questions or information you want to share with us, or things we can provide to you. Thank you again.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.